Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus and his disciples came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Words in my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the last Sunday after Trinity, or put another way, the fourth Sunday before Advent. Oh my goodness. I always think when you hear the fourth Sunday before Advent, it strikes fear in the heart of every vicar because they know what's on the way then. Joy and great celebration, but equally a very busy time too. But the last Sunday after Trinity is always a Sunday where Bible Sunday is and can be particularly remembered. And so that collect that we prayed this morning reflects that. When we pray that God, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them. That's through patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and hold fast to the gift of everlasting life. Hear, read, mark, learn, digest. Five verbs. Five doing words. How much time do you read the Bible? Hearing the word, reading the word, noting where God has spoken to you in particular, learning and soaking ourselves in the word of God is part of Christian growth, learning and experience. During October, the last 2 weeks and today, we see different people in Mark's gospel coming to different understandings about God. Remember 2 weeks ago, the rich man wanted to know what he must do to inherit eternal life, and Jesus said, "Go and sell everything you have and follow me." And he couldn't. He left in despair. James and John told Jesus they could drink from the cup. Jesus said, "Can you really drink from the cup that I'm going to drink?" And they said, "Yes." And they did eventually. They learnt what it meant to be a disciple. And then this man in our gospel today, Bartimaeus, who had nothing, was healed and was invited to leave. Jesus said, "Go," and Bartimaeus followed him. So we have three different interactions in this chapter of Mark's Gospel, cleverly placed by the author, because following on from today's Gospel, the following chapter is Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on a donkey, Palm Sunday. So this moment for Mark is Jesus' last time his last public ministry before going into Jerusalem. Bartimaeus receiving his sight back is not just the story of a physical healing, but one of spiritual insight being made clearer. We, the reader, are being invited to remove our own blindfolds as we look at Jesus and think about where he's heading. You may note from the gospel today, from your reading, the brevity of the introduction. We're told Jesus came to Jericho, full stop. And then in the very next sentence, he's leaving Jericho. Did nothing happen in Jericho? Well, it did actually, because when I went to Jericho, I saw this sycamore tree. And if you read Luke's gospel, Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. That's what happened in Jericho. Mark doesn't tell us. I'm sure the sycamore tree I saw was exactly the same one Zacchaeus climbed. It's what they tell you, isn't it? But this is Mark's bridge. He wants to get you from Jericho to this moment to introduce us to this remarkable character. Bartimaeus, the last person to be healed by Jesus and called by Jesus before he goes to Jerusalem. A conclusion to Jesus' public ministry beyond those city walls. Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, receives his sight back. Now, Bartimaeus was probably a beggar because of life circumstances. There wasn't universal credit or social security in those days, and no doubt his life chances had been severely impacted by his loss of sight. He was desperate. He knew if he could get his sight back, it would transform his life. It would take a new direction. Perhaps Bartimaeus had heard about the healing of the blind man at Bethsaida in Mark chapter 8. You may remember the story of the man who was healed. He was blind. He went to Jesus, and Jesus needed two attempts, and by placing saliva on his eyes. Bartimaeus required no touch from Jesus. In the midst of the crowd, he was absolutely determined to get there to meet Jesus. But this is a reminder that no healings from God occur in the same way. We cannot control what happens, how it happens, but we have to bring the problem to God and name it. We've even had a healing in the sacristy this morning, because at 10:04, when I went back in, Robin's walking around like this, and Hill's got her glasses with this stem missing, and she says, "Paul, I can't see very well." And Robin's looking for this tiny little screw. Well, imagine trying to find the screw and repair it at 10:03, or 4 minutes, whatever it was. I said, "Don't worry, we can fix it. We can fix it." Straight to the cupboard, roll of duct tape, trying to cut this duct tape with a pair of scissors that was absolutely useless. And we've fixed them. She can see again. As I fixed the glasses, I just said, "Hill, thank you." She says, what? I says, "This is the gospel. This is the gospel. You have lost the screw to your glasses and you have received your sight back." She could have still read the lesson, but she might have struggled to get to the end of the church. She can get a proper fix later, but the duct tape's working just fine. No healings from God occur in exactly the same way. What we have to do is hand it to God and then wait for something to happen. And that something to happen isn't always what we want or what we expect, but we have to bring that issue before the Lord and name it and have faith that God will do something. Bartimaeus had complete faith in knowing Jesus could do something for him, and that was the key to change. If Bartimaeus had sat on the roadside saying nothing, nothing would have happened. But he wasn't going to be sidelined. He wasn't going to be put off. He was determined. Another interesting point about Bartimaeus is that in Mark's gospel, he's the only person to be healed by Jesus who's given a name. Every other healing, the blind man from Bethsaida, not given a name. Every healing in Mark's gospel is anonymous except for Bartimaeus. There'll be a reason behind that, but I'm not going to expand on that now. Bartimaeus, so determined, not going to be put off by getting to Jesus because he was fed up with what life was doing to him. He was fed up with every day being the same, sat by the road, holding out his cloak and begging for help. Life was dark. He wanted light. The light that he once knew. Because remember when Jesus said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to see again." And of course, just taking a slight digression here, that things don't always happen the way we expect. Remember St. Paul prayed for the thorn in the flesh to be taken away 3 times, and it wasn't. And when we read Paul's letter to the Galatians, it seems Paul had very poor eyesight, possibly after his experience on the road to Damascus. So things don't always work out the way we expect. But going back to Bartimaeus, we don't know what caused his blindness, but he knew Jesus could help. And so he completely abandoned himself to God. And what did Jesus do? Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's leaving Jericho. He knows what's going to happen in Jerusalem. He knows he's going to suffer severe pain. He knows he's going to be hanging on a cross. And what does Jesus do in all that? He tells the crowd, "No, I want to see him." He calls him. It says Jesus stood still. So he paused. He called him. Isn't that an act of compassion? An act of love and care for another human being? Anyone who truly loves Christ will always step in and seek to help, even if it's pointing someone in the right direction. And so Jesus questioned to Bartimaeus, "What do you want?" Offers a new beginning, a turning point. And Bartimaeus put a name on what he wanted. But let's not just look at this as a physical healing. Let's think of it as a spiritual healing too. Having spiritual insight being given. Are we prepared like Bartimaeus to have the courage to abandon ourselves to Jesus and name our concerns to him? That's not to say our problems are solved so immediately or the way we expect. But faith in Jesus does mean being prepared to share all your concerns to him, to allow the cloak of darkness to be taken from us. You may remember that biblical text from Peter's first letter. Cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. Amazing that, isn't it? Cast all your anxiety on him, for he cares for you. Whatever your answer to Jesus is, and I cannot name it for you, he is listening, he is willing, he's able. In the mystery of the risen Christ, and it is a mystery, look to the writer of the letter to the Hebrews, that lesson that was read first. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So don't sit by the roadside in the dark. Come to meet him. Come closer to Christ. Hear, read, mark, learn, and digest his word. And be prepared to see the world more clearly through the eyes of Christ himself. Amen.